Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey, what's up, guys? In this video, I'm going to be sharing with you 30 popular digital products that you can sell on Etsy. I'm going to be reading this post from the Growing Your Craft blog, which they were super nice. After I shared one of their articles in a previous video, they reached out and shared a couple of their other really popular articles from their website that then they said I could share here on YouTube with you guys. So I'm going to be learning right alongside with you guys because, I haven't sold that many digital products on Etsy straight up. I had some fun listing a bunch of them through my designs. But I think I was really limited in the scope of what I was trying to sell because I was selling primarily just digital graphics. And obviously with digital products on Etsy, we can sell so many things, right? It doesn't need to be limited in scope to just graphics. So let's see what we learned today in this blog post. Make sure to use the links in the description. I've got a free print-on-demand mini course delivered via email. If you give me your email address, I'll send you one lesson a day for 8 days to help you get started on Etsy. And I've got a great print-on-demand Facebook group. If you would like to join, just use the link down there in the description. All right, guys. So this is the 30 most popular digital products on Etsy with real examples. All right. And I have not read this article yet. So we're going to be learning together. The blog is growingyourcraft.com. I will link to it in the description. I highly recommend them. I mean, they've got great content for Etsy sellers specifically, but obviously if you can sell it on Etsy, you can also probably sell it on other marketplaces. That's why I kind of preach what I call Ryan's method, which is sell in, you know, multiple places, follow the customers. All right. So digital products, one of the hottest categories on Etsy right now. Yeah, I think that's a safe bet. Also, you know, people are shopping for do-it-yourself projects. Don't be limited in scope in your thinking. That's one thing I said I was guilty of with like print-on-demand. Like, oh, I'm a print-on-demand seller. Let me sell graphics to other print-on-demand sellers. Well, there's so many things I could be selling and you could be selling with regards to digital products. Why sell digital products on Etsy? Obviously, massive potential for passive income. You make it once and it sells forever. So the more products you list, you're going to be making money down the line, hopefully in a recurring, sustainable, passive manner. Like with a digital product on Etsy, guys, all you do is you upload the payload. And then when it sells, Etsy automatically delivers it on your behalf to the customer. Okay. It's relatively cheap to start selling digital downloads on Etsy. Listing fee is 20 cents per listing. Transaction fee is 5% when you make a sale. There's also digital software that you can use, like My Designs, for instance. I'll also link to that in the description. It's basically my favorite print-on-demand software right now. From a technological perspective, it is just so far above everything else that I've seen. So definitely check that out. And then, as they say, a DIY digital product is much more convenient and hassle-free for the buyer because it's automatically delivered, like right when they check out. Okay, so let's see. We'll scroll past what they probably included for SEO, search engine optimization purposes. All right, so here are some popular tools for creating digital products on Etsy. If you caught the previous video I did from Growing Your Craft, you'll notice that we talked a lot about Canva templates. So it doesn't surprise me that they put Canva first. A great overall option for selling designs, for selling, I guess it all kind of falls into the design category, but you can market them as different, you know, different utilization. For instance, like, you know, it could be like party invitations, Christmas cards, it could be business cards, it could be so many things. I mean, really, sky's the limit. Cordial for hosting editable templates. I don't even know what that is. Let's check it out. Cordial is a powerful time-saving tool for designers. So it looks kind of similar to Canva in that sense, kind of making it easy to create designs. Template, similar to Cordial. Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator, I've been using those both a lot. Adobe Lightroom. Affinity, Photo Designer, GIMP, Inkscape, Pink Monkey, Procreate, Apple Keynote. So a lot of design apps there. Creative Market is also a great option too. Or Envato Elements, which is just absolutely massive, massive graphic design library there as well. So I'm in agreement with a lot of these things that they've listed. And you're probably going to have the most success using Canva. Obviously, so many people are familiar with Canva. They have so many users that if you want to sell Canva templates and not just the, you know, output from your design time in Canva, which would be like a PNG or SVG or JPEG file, right? But actually link to the Canva template itself, you can do that. And you can do that just by, you know, saving it in a text file. Or as we learned from My Designs, you're probably better off saving it in a PDF file because somehow, you know, customers were getting confused with a text document. So I don't know. I guess nobody uses text files anymore. As a web developer, obviously, I use them plenty. But all right, so 30 most popular digital products on Etsy. Check this out. Number one, cosmetic labels. Okay, and while I cannot relate to this myself, I know that my girlfriend Marielle, she has a couple of her own little product lines that are really maturing with time. But for instance, one of them is like a hair care line, you know what I mean? And she had to go and make like all her own labels and stuff like that. And I mean, this reminds me, you know, it's like I know firsthand that people would actually go out there and probably buy this. You know, people that are out there trying to launch their own brand. Obviously, if you don't have a good like outward appearance, it's going to negatively impact your conversion rate. And it's all about those sales, right? And you're going to get punished by the Etsy algorithm if you have a low conversion rate. So definitely some nice labels are a great idea. Thank you cards. Okay, so there you go. Thank you cards. And of course, you got the Etsy little like watercolor finger paint rainbow that's so popular in all kinds of designs. Printable planners. All right, so kind of piggybacking on the KDP idea there. Obviously, KDP, Amazon KDP, where you can sell print-on-demand books, are another way, another place you can sell a lot of planners. But this is a digital planner, whereas in KDP, you can actually sell and they will fulfill the physical planner. Digital planners, okay, so more calendar style, and I'm not sure exactly who you would. Okay, Notability and GoodNotes are two of the most popular apps that people use them on. So maybe you could go into Notability or GoodNotes. I just use Google Calendar myself, and maybe like make a shareable, I guess shareable, but you'd be selling it, digital planner. Logos, so logo design, and this is another place where if you have a Canva subscription, you could definitely monetize it, go back to the well. You know, Canva has a ton of logo templates, so it would be very easy. You're like, Ryan, I don't have any graphic design ability. How am I going to design a logo? Use the templates. Just plug in the customer's info. Sell them on Etsy, sell them on Fiverr. Just so much potential. By the way, if you need ideas, go to Fiverr. You know what I mean? I bet you can clone a bunch of the Fiverr ideas over to Etsy and sell them as digital products and services. Business cards, I mentioned that earlier. So, you know, make a nice business card design template. If you need ideas, maybe go to Vistaprint. I wouldn't clone them, but maybe use it as inspiration for business card templates. And then again, you know, sell it on Canva. Maybe even make it into like, you know, I'm sure like you don't have to just sell it on Canva. If you're delivering the payload via a text file or a PDF that just contains a link, you know, you could make it in different formats. You could even put it in a PDF, I guess. You could put it in that PDF and then say also, hey, check out the Canva template. There's lots of ways you could go about it. Let me know if you guys have ideas or experience to speak to in the description. I'd love to learn from you as well. But the benefit of doing it in something like Canva, for instance, is what you see right here. You know, very easy to edit. Etsy shop assets. So why not sell them to other Etsy sellers there? That's actually a great idea. I love that. Social media templates, of course, you know, and keep in mind, guys, this stuff all gets indexed in Google. So Google, someone may go to Google and type it in. They may see your link to your Etsy listing and buy from you. And then you go and, you know, again, to use, I would highly recommend if you haven't checked out Canva, guys, I will link Canva in the description as well, because you need to just check out Canva if you haven't seen it, first of all. The templates in there are like such high quality that you could crank out a bunch of these. I wouldn't just clone and sell the default Canva templates, but you know, I'm sure there's probably people out there doing that actually, but like, you know, you can definitely like take a good template, customize it, change the font, change the color scheme around, whatever, and sell them to Etsy people. Printable cards, like birthday invitations. Also, that's another great, like kind of subtle under the radar way of coming up with, you know, potential t-shirt ideas as well. Print on demand. Self-improvement printables. So again, kind of going down the KDP rabbit hole, lots of potential there. Kind of like looking into different KDP interiors for inspiration. You can sell things to people that are getting married, all right? Wedding printables, there's all types of ways you could probably spin that. In this example here, they're just doing like the table, you know, names for who's sitting where. Event printables, so really any event. And I mean, this is actually a great example here, the bridal shower demo, but you know, you can spin that so many different ways. Again, it is just a piece of text. So if you have that nice kind of watercolor flower design, you can just change the text at the bottom and make it, you know, a baby shower announcement, right? A bridal shower announcement, whatever you want it to be. Cafe and restaurant printables, including menu designs, which by the way, man, how much does it suck when you go to a restaurant and the menu looks stupid or it's just like a bad design? Like, I hate that. Or when there's too many options and I start wondering, like, something I learned from watching all the Gordon Ramsay stuff on television. I used to be a big fan of all his shows. And it's like, man, I'd much rather sit down in a restaurant with fewer options and just think to myself that they at least do these well than a massive massive menu. Children's learning materials, okay? That's also a really great idea because, you know, because it's children learning materials, it's very simple. Amazon just closed down recently their Ignite program. But their Ignite program, if you've ever heard of Teachers Pay Teachers, basically it was like a kind of a digital educational asset program, but they couldn't compete, so they closed it down. And that kind of reminds me of this. So you could go to teacherspayteachers.com for ideas of how to sell the children learning material. Ebooks and guides, why not, you know? And hey, it's easy to publish ebooks, guys. Just go to Google Drive, make a, you know, Microsoft Word equivalent, whatever they call it, Google Doc. And then when you're ready to export, just file, save as PDF, and then you're good to go. Workbooks, all right? So self-love workbook, getting to know you, physical assessment. So lots of directions, take that. Lightroom photo presets. So if you're into design, I guess this is kind of like what the equivalent of photo filters maybe that you could sell for Adobe Lightroom, I think it's called. Phone wallpapers. All right, why not, guys? Again, you might think that's a stupid idea, but everybody has a phone. Everybody's phone has something on the wallpaper. So why not? You know what I mean? There's probably somebody on Etsy who's making an absolute killing selling phone wallpapers. You know what I mean? Why don't we just go and check, all right? Etsy.com, iPhone wallpaper. Let's see. Yeah, there's even bundles here for like 11 bucks. Yeah, so let's see. Some of these shops, 7,700 sales. Same guy, 7,700. 1,200 sales, 2,400 sales, 77 sales, 7,500 sales. Yeah, so people are definitely making regular sales here in that niche. And I'm sure it doesn't surprise anybody. iOS icon packs. All right, that's outside of my league, but I'm sure it's probably not that hard to do, honestly. And look at that. They kind of make it like a monotone, almost monotone color scheme. Wall art, but again, it's digital wall art. So I think Curtis from My Designs was talking about adding support for some more advanced approaches to doing the wall art where you can kind of get the multiple boards. And that would be really cool. Resume templates, easy. Come on now. I haven't had to think about that for, thank God, for a long time since 2020 or February 2020. Last time I worked a 9-to-5. I did keep my teaching job after that, but only for, I think, another year and a half. Crocheting, knitting, embroidery, and sewing patterns, recipe cards, meal planning cards, coloring books for adults or kids, clip arts, digital papers, Zoom backgrounds. Okay, for Zoom, that's really interesting. This is actually a great article. I mean, who thought of that? Excel templates, website templates, you probably do Google Doc templates, Google spreadsheet templates. And then here are file types for Etsy digital downloads here to wrap it up. This is a really great article. And shout out to, I didn't get the name of the person that owns the blog. I invited them on for an interview. They didn't feel like they wanted to do that yet, maybe in the future though. But yeah, this is a great article, guys. Let me know if you would like me to do some more articles like this or videos like this based on these, you know, most popular articles on Growing Your Crafts blog. Again, show them some love. It's linked in the description. I would recommend their email list. It's great. They don't spam you. And when they send out stuff, it's typically very valuable, at least in my opinion. So I love seeing people doing good work. You got to support other entrepreneurs. Guys, thanks for watching this video. If you liked it, please hit the like and subscribe button to let the YouTube algorithm know. And I'll see you guys at the next one.